when it's all been said and done. There is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life for you? When it's all been said and done, all my treasures will mean nothing. Only what I've done for love's reward will stand the test of time. Your mercy is so great that you look beyond our weakness and find purest gold in miry clay, turning sinners into saints. Hallelujah. I will always sing your praise. Here on earth and ever after, for you've shown me heaven, my true home, when it's all been said and done. You're my life when life is gone.
Thank you. love you, Lord. may be seated. Our speaker tonight is Pete Mosley. Pete, if you'll come forward.
I know what I want to say. I just don't know if I can all keep it all in order. So bear with me. Better get my glasses on. I never will be able to read anything. What is your purpose in life? How many times have you asked yourself, or have you thought about, what was I really meant to do? Or what are the important things in my life? Too many times we look at ourselves and say, I'm not important. I'm just old common blue jeans, or I'm just a nobody. I'm not tall enough to be center on the basketball team, not fast enough to run track, or I could never be a school teacher, or I could never be a musician. Why couldn't I be that way? Why couldn't I have a beautiful voice like Garth Brooks or somebody? I sound like chalk on a blackboard. We all question why God made us the way we are. Did you ever think why he made you the way he was? Just an old common everyday person? All throughout the Bible, Jesus uses common everyday things to accomplish his goal. The giant Goliath. When they brought him down, they didn't use an AK-47 or LAW rifle or in a ballistic missile. Just walked across the ground, reached down, picked up three of the little rocks. Common rocks. They weren't gold, they weren't diamonds or anything special. Could have been sandstone or limestone, we don't know. And they just used one of the rocks to bring the giant down. When the blind man approached Jesus, he didn't send him to the Mayo Clinic to have eye work done, or didn't call Ming Wang to bring his laser thing in to fix his eyes. He just, the Bible says, he got up a mouthful of spit and spit on the ground. No particular person, just where he placed, just where he was standing. Spit on the ground, reached down and got some common mud and rubbed it on his eyes. And the man went on and saw. Another time, talk about Moses and the burning bush. What kind of bush was it? Was it a azalea bush, or a rhododendron bush, or a rose bush? Or was it a buck bush or a sage bush? It wasn't anything special. It was just a burning bush to deliver what God wanted delivered at the time. You know, when you say you're not different, they estimate there's 10 million species of living matter on the earth. Each individual has a completely different DNA. Each individual has a complete different fingerprint. We all have a different eye scan. What does the Bible say about us and our purpose? In Romans 12:6, we each have different gifts according to the grace given us. In Isaiah 44:2, God who made you has something to say to you. And God who formed you in the womb wants to help you. Don't be afraid. And again in Matthew 10:10, and even the hairs on your head are numbered. You know, that means he got to keep up with us every day, Jerry, because we got less hairs every day. But God has a specific purpose, a specific thing for us to do. But we still think, well, I'm not very important. I talked to Lewis Justice the other day when I had this idea to find me a little information about his Nissan cars. And a Nissan Altima weighs right at 3,000 pounds, a little less. There are approximately 5,000 distinctive parts in a car. This isn't counting all the nuts, the screws, the bolts, the washers, the plants and things of this nature. This is a major park. There's about 5,000 of them. Lewis said there's about a mile of electrical wire in a car. That would be 63,000 inches. Every one of these inches of wire is covered with a little bit of rubber coating. If a little bit of rubber coating gets off some of this wire, that Nissan won't run like it ought to. A little bit of rubber is not important, is it? It is to keep that car running. We could take this Nissan. I don't know what a new Nissan sell for. You can get them up to about $30,000, $35,000 when you get everything on one. If you want to, you can spend another $5,000, $6,000 putting chrome wheels and super tires on them. You can spend another couple thousand putting big boom boxes and things of this nature on one, special paints. But you still have a Nissan. I was over at the mechanic's office the other day, and I asked him what on that Nissan, what's the smallest little thing that it would take to keep your souped up, hyped up special Nissan from running? There's a little fuse right in the end of that. Less than the size of your fingernail. Approximate retail value, 60 cents. Without that little fuse, no matter how you soup that car up, how you paint it up, what you do with that car, it's just a pile of scrap metal. It won't run. Did you ever consider that you might be a fuse in somebody's life, some school's life, or some church's life? It doesn't take much. It just takes a little bit. I always said we have a purpose. What is our purpose? I have set you an example that you should do as I have done before you. That's John 13:15. In 1 Peter, to this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in His footsteps. So basically, you should be like Jesus. Now, consider being like Jesus. You're not going to turn wine and water into wine. You're not going to raise the dead to living again. How can you be like Jesus? Each and every one of us, particularly you kids, can be like Jesus. You can be a friend to somebody at school when they really need a friend. Every day you walk into somebody that needs somebody to smile at them and say, "Hey John, how you doing today? You had a good day? This is a good thing." Every day you can say, "Did you get some math problems or doing the science? Can we help you with that?" Jesus was a friend to everybody he met. Excuse me. Jesus was a good companion to his fellow disciples and leaders. He lived with them, he ate with them, he went with them, and helped them along the way. I know I've been married 40 years, and it means a lot to have a good companion. We all need somebody to be with us. One of the first passages in the Bible was, "It is not good for man to be alone. You need a good companion." But the main thing we can all be is we can be an encourager. Jesus was an encourager to the woman of the well and many other people he came upon. And every day at school, or every parent here, have kids that need encouraging. They don't need to be fussed at all the time. They're about as good as we were when we were kids. They just need some little encouragement to see how much they can do their homework or how they're doing on the ball field, things of this nature. And kids, y'all can be encouragers to your parents too. Being a kid is hard, but tell me, I tried both. Being a parent is a whole lot harder than being a kid is. And sometimes your mom and your daddy needs a good old thanks. I sure appreciate you going with me to the ball practice or going to the play or going to things of this nature. You can be an encourager to your parents just like your parents can be an encourager to you. But I think the main thing we can do is we can be joyful, be of good spirit, be prepared, and be open for whatever God presents in your plan to be. Read you a couple more scriptures here. In Matthew, then the king will say, I'm telling you the truth. Whenever you did one of these things to someone overlooked or ignored, that was me. You did it to me. In 1 Corinthians, with all his going for us, my dear friends, stand your ground and don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the Master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time and effort. I didn't write it down, but another place in the Scripture it says that God is the master of all skills. He's not behind just the preacher or the song leaders. He wants to do all our jobs, and everything we do, we should do with enthusiasm. And in Romans, therefore I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. This is something you can do every day. As I say, we all have a purpose, and it's a specific purpose. I'll not try to stand up here and tell you exactly what your purpose is. I don't know exactly what my purpose is. I think my purpose is to be open, be prepared to do what I'll be called on someday. I don't know what it is. I keep reading motivational books and spiritual guideline books. And sometimes I'll come up with something I need to do. Speak to a kid that needs speaking to, or help somebody out that needs a little helping out. Thank you. Appreciate that. I think they're going to sing a couple of songs now that I think you need to really listen to the words of. They're two of the favorite songs I think I know of.
Change the order of worship just a little bit and go into our next song, Why Me, Lord, and then we will go into meditative prayer time. Stand with me if you are willing. Why me, Lord? Thank you. most of you are standing at this time, I would like you to find a place in the sanctuary all your own, away from others. Everyone will find their own place. And I'd like for you to get into a relaxed position for prayer. I'd rather you not lay down. Whether for some it may be on your knees, for some it may be in a position sitting straight up with your hands open. But I want you to be open to God's Word during this time. And we're going to spend a few moments in silence, and then I'll ask Feta to start to play. But I want at least a moment or two in silence. And let's contemplate what message God sent through Pete tonight. What is our purpose? Are you a fuse in someone's life? What role is God? What role does God have for you? Have you figured this out yet? Are you still figuring this out? What has God called you to do? Let us pray. Set a place. Let us also pray for God to open our eyes and our hearts to what we can do for His kingdom. Whether it's today, whether it's tomorrow. Whether it's long term. We are taught in Romans, and this is paraphrasing, that we should offer ourselves as living sacrifice, and this will be our act of worship. What can we do today to offer ourselves as acts of worship?
God and lift up your hearts while we play the little interlude.
If you do want to return to your original seat, you may. I've been emailed several prayer requests, so I'm going to begin with those tonight, and then we'll follow with others. Murray Bartlett, who is a Marine stationed in Japan, his mother, Becky Bartlett, is on the finance committee of our presbytery, but he was injured yesterday in Japan, and they thought he just cracked a rib, but then they found out he had a hurt spleen. So if you can keep Murray Bartlett in your prayers. Brenda Levin will be having back surgery on March 16th at Vanderbilt, and she will have to stay in the hospital, they're guessing possibly 3 nights. But Brenda was not able to be here tonight, and Heather was working tonight. She works overnights at Vanderbilt NICU, but she wanted to make sure that we added her mom or updated her for the prayer list. And also, she mentioned in second service on Sunday a baby in their NICU that is awaiting a heart at Vanderbilt, and she talked to the parents, and they said yes, that she could share the baby's name. It's Shiloh Branson, and if you want to know more about the situation specifically, they have set up a website. It's www.shilohbranson.com, and that's shilohbranson.com. And I'll also make sure that this information gets in the bulletin. And one other is J.T. Strasser is moving next week. Is it this weekend? This weekend to Indiana. And just we pray for safe travels and a wonderful journey, and we're going to miss you very much, JT. Oh, well, I know, but we won't get to see you every Wednesday like we're used to, so just that he has a wonderful, safe move. Are there others? Yes, Shauna. Kathy Little, friend of Jonna. Pam? Williams' mother, that's the Ravenwood girls' basketball coach, and then Susie Camus going home. Are there others? Yes, Jim. That's Nicole Williams. Was there one from over here? Oh, I'm sorry. Come.
One Russian newspaper, Christian newspaper, and it's getting all kind of rewards. It's the best newspaper in Russia, Christian newspaper, and I'm just so honored to be a little part helping with some translations. And I received two issues. They sent it over for me, so it's just a good experience to receive, and sometimes I get too much information, and so I just wanted to share with you. I've got to know that there are, every year, there are 170,000 Christians die as martyrs. So it's just a big city of servants of God each year are dying for faith, and we're losing our brothers and sisters who are killed for being Christians. And I just wanted to pray there for our brothers and sisters in Christ and the entire world who are suffering for God. And also there is a team of Canadian teenagers who are going to New Orleans next week to help after the disaster Katrina, just to pray for them so they would travel safely. They would stop here in Tennessee, and maybe Brother Larry said that maybe they can stay in our church to spend the night. So just to pray for them so they're traveling safely.
Are there any others? Pete is going to close us with prayer, but I'm going to quickly read through the list. And as he's closing with prayer, let us contemplate on these that need special prayer tonight. Murray Bartlett, Brenda Levin, Shiloh Branson, J.T. Strasser, Kathy Little, the mother of Steve Williams and his family, Susie Camuse, Nicole Williams, the four-year-old girl in Katie's care, Christian martyrs everywhere, and the Canadian teens on their way to a mission trip. Stand with me. We're going to close with Amazing Love.
I'm forgiven. Just you are forsaken. I'm accepted. You are forsaken. I'm accepted. You are.
if I can just see the youth over there for like 5 seconds, it's not bad. And our message next week will be brought by Pam Camus.
Betty Hamlin.
Betty.
H.A. Leo. And she's having a bachelor's.